Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope everyone enjoyed their weekend. And if you are a Charger fan in San Diego, what about those Chargers? Gotta love it on Sunday. It was awesome. Beautiful to see how we pulled it out. So let's go before the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, I love you on today. I just thank you. I thank you so much. I am grateful, Lord, for everything that you are doing in the lives of so many, Lord. We have no idea everything that you are doing day by day, moment by moment, to protect us and keep us, Lord, and preserve us to the day that you come and pick us up. And we're so glad about it. We just thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. We lift up your name today. Help us to learn and understand more of who you are, that we may know more of who we are. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we had left off on John chapter 8. Our verse we left off on was 15, and it says, "Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man." Now, Jesus in the previous scriptures from 12 through 15 was speaking to the Pharisees about if one follows him, they should not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And that was verse 12. And then it started coming down talking about through verse 14, how the Pharisees were accusing Jesus of bearing record of himself, and that he was speaking of himself and his record wasn't true. And then Jesus said in 15, "Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man." So let's start at 16. It says, "And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me," or "I am with the Father that sent me." So Jesus is saying, I don't bear record alone. I am with the Father. Let's look at verse 17. "It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me also." So I find that kind of almost a little bit, I want to chuckle on it, because Jesus is saying to them, you know, basically they're trying to trap him in it, you know, trap him that he is not abiding by the law. He is bearing record of himself. But he goes right back at him. He says, well, this is what your law says also, right? That two agree together, and that is the truth. So let me tell you that I am one that bear record of myself, and my Father is the second one that bears record of me. Let's look at verse 18. "I am one that bear..." Oh, okay, no, we looked at that. Verse 19. "Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father." Now, verse 20, "These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not come." Now, if you remember back in chapter 7, some of the same language Jesus had already spoken to the Pharisees prior. So he was repeating the same message as he was going about teaching, and he was going about doing miracles and healing. He kept repeating the same message, letting them know that he was the Messiah. He was the light of the world. He was come to provide salvation to the Jews first, and he was the Son of God. And he was whom they had been waiting for. And he kept telling them, but they would not believe him. But I want to go back up a little bit on verse 16, because I wanted to talk a little bit about what Jesus says. He says, "And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone. I am not alone, but I am with the Father that sent me." And so oftentimes in our life, in our human existence, we feel alone. Some people that are married feel alone. Some people that are in a crowded room feel alone. Some people are walking and talking with people every day and around people and supposed relationships, and they still feel alone. But you know what? Jesus walked the earth as the Son of God, coming down from heaven. He left his throne and came down in earthly flesh. He was one, he was the first fruits, one of its kind. God has said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Jesus was one of a kind. And so if anyone would feel alone, it would be Christ. But he was never alone because he had God. Just like we are never alone because we have God. We are never alone. And you know, ironically, what's very interesting is that when you really think about it and you're sitting still, do you really feel alone? Me personally, I always feel like there's someone watching. I never feel completely alone, even when I'm in a house all by myself. I feel like God is watching. I feel like there is heavenly spirits around. I also feel sometimes that there are demonic spirits around. I never feel alone. The invisible world is very real. More so real than this tangible one that we can see and touch. But we are never alone. And I wanted to just touch a little bit on that, because Jesus is saying, I'm never alone. The Father that sent me is with me. And God has sent us out into this world. We were born to parents, but we are here by a divine call. Or we wouldn't be born. I said it before that I really believe it, that we come into this life primarily to make a decision. Will we follow Christ or will we not? And those of us that follow Christ, we are on a journey leading right back to the beginning. And that's what we want. We want a relationship and fellowship with God. So Jesus is saying to them, he's repeating himself saying, I am and the Father are one. He said that before in verse, and I believe him back in chapter 7. He's saying to him, you know, where I go, you shall not find me. That's coming up in some other scriptures as well. Let's look at verse 21. It says, then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, meaning I go away, and ye shall seek me and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, ye cannot come. That was already spoken. He told them that back in chapter 7. Where I'm going, you cannot come, because you don't believe me. You don't believe that I am the Son of God. And so where I'm going, ye cannot come. Verse 22, then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. They just didn't get it. But you know what? Truth, when it is plain in your face, a lot of times we reject it. It's so plain and straightforward, and we're watching it take place, that we just can't even hardly believe it. And so Jesus was going about doing miracles and doing all these things that they could plainly see with their own eyes, but they rejected the truth. We're going to stop right there. We'll continue on verse 23 tomorrow of John chapter 8. May God bless you. May God bless the reading of his word. And may you go out and do something wonderful and positive on today. In Jesus' name, amen.